Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
And joining us right now is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, friend of the show, a CIA-trained former senior intelligence officer and author of the book Operation Dark Heart. Tony, welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Mary, thanks for having me. Good to be on. This is an interesting topic to be talking about.
How did you know what we were going to talk about? Are you psychic?
Well, so I'm actually in Canada right now, just so anything goes wrong, I can't be blamed, you know? So
no, you can escape.
That's very true. We wanted to talk to you, obviously, about President Trump's tweet yesterday about transgenders in the military. My first question to you, though, is did you ever serve with someone who was a transgendered soldier?
I have not. I've served with a number of members who are gay and lesbian. And let me make a point that I don't think the public fully understands. The military was taking in women and gays long before it was publicly acknowledged. If there was a requirement for someone to have a certain slant, if you will, be it a woman or otherwise, they were brought in and used for the purposes of conducting a military operation. So one of the points, Mary, I want to make both for this specific issue and things in general is that things are done based on the requirements and needs of the military, not based on the individual or what someone wants to do in the military. It's about what the requirements are, not about what someone has the aspiration to do.
I was struck by the tact of this. It seems like the Pentagon was struck by surprise yesterday because, I mean, he did say that he had consultation with generals and experts, but whatever those conversations were clearly did not result in conversations specifically about how do we get this thing going. And that, to me, Tony, seems like kind of a tactical mistake on the president's part.
Well, Vince, I can't speak for the president. What I can speak for is my understanding of what the issue is. My understanding is General Mattis, Secretary Mattis, was leaning towards keeping the policy so that people could serve. And let me say that, you know, I am as liberal as you can get. If you read my book, you'll see that I am very liberal regarding what I think should be allowed is regarding relationships and things like that. I could care less about who you sleep with, why you sleep with them. The issue is standards and what can be expected. The whole idea of transgenders serving is, in my judgment, Orwellian. What you're doing, Vince, is creating to use the term from Animal Farm, all animals are created equal. Some animals are created more equal than others. Because what happens is being a transgender person means that you bring with you a pre-existing medical condition. I could not have joined if I had diabetes or some other condition because you cannot serve as readily as others can. It doesn't mean you can't be a civilian, Vince. It doesn't mean you can't be like a GS employee and be in transgender. It's just that this gets in the way of good order and discipline. And one of the stats has been thrown around, and I do understand, I believe, what the president's thinking about here. It costs 14 times more to maintain the medical requirements of a transgender person than a normal person. What that tells me, Vince, is that there's 14 times less ability of a commander to use that person. These people become essentially kind of the PT, the soldiers who are always on administrative duty, not being able to be deployed. Mm-hmm. And let me be clear, this becomes a readiness issue very rapidly by the fact I've had to send people out of combat, send them home because of debilitating medical conditions where they couldn't get their medicine. And if you're, you know, it's not the military's job to help you figure out what sex you want to be. Your job is to serve the military, and if you're a man, you wear the uniform of a man. If you're a woman, you wear the uniform of a woman, and you do those things required of you based on standards. And what I've seen here is a diminution of standards regarding performance, regarding other things, and what you do in the end is you create a protected class. You protect a class of individuals who cannot be held to the same standard that you or I or Mary would be held to as a non-transgendered person. So this is my issue. You actually do create this kind of second tier of someone who's special, and that special gets in the way of good order and discipline. And I've seen all these social justice warriors on CNN, and I've seen one of the former chairmen of the Joint Chief come out It's just wrong. I'm sorry, I disagree with them. It's not the military's job to be a social petri dish for trying to see how we can kind of be inclusive. Our job as the military is to win wars and protect the American people.
Two things very quickly. This RAND study that everyone goes back to and everyone references, as far as readiness goes, they claim that in the Army alone, approximately 50,000 active component personnel were ineligible to deploy in 2015 for legal, medical, or administrative reasons. That's about 14% of the active component. So that's one thing. And as far as the military not being a social petri dish, 18 countries currently allow transgender military personnel to serve openly.
First point, you know, we know, and I know from experience, that you have people who become kind of tied to the medical system who don't deploy. Mary, if you're coming in with a pre-existing medical condition, which you know you have to have drugs for and medical treatment for, that is not fair to the other soldiers who cannot come in. If, for example, if you want to have, you know, larger breasts, it's not the military's job to buy those for you once you're in. Regarding the transgender serving other militaries, Mary, they're not us. We have a certain standard. We have regulations and procedures and traditions which go back generations. And let me be clear on this. I think I represent most of the other soldiers, sailors and airmen. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care if you want to put a powdered wig on and run around with a riding crop on your active duty hours. If you cannot do that in uniform, you cannot be putting forward the idea of a certain way of looking at the world sexually when you're in uniform. There's a standard for purposes of performance and effectiveness that needs to be maintained. And the idea of people coming in and being able to kind of wear whatever uniform they want, whenever they want, being able to kind of go on a sick call to do different things regarding their medical condition because they want it. It's just not proper.
You know, I look at this, you know, one thing is Barack Obama had this in place the entire 7.5 years of his presidency and spent the last half year altering the policy. And and now President Trump disagrees and wants to alter it back. And it's seen as, oh, my God, he's changing something that's always been this way. Well, that's not true. It just changed. The other is that I look at the military and I often think, man, every time liberals get control of the military, it becomes one giant social experiment. They sort of go out of their way to sort of like pick apart the military, because it seems to me that the military is the last bastion of tradition and conservative values that really exists in society. And my sense is that if they can undermine that, then they can take the rest of the society with them.
I completely agree with you. I mean, again, this is about traditions, standards, and capabilities which exist for purposes of winning wars. It is not our job to help someone decide what sex they want to be and then pay for it. And I think this is where I think we're all clear. And again, let me be clear on this. You know, I'm friends of you guys, a friend of the audience. I don't care who you sleep with. No, most people don't. It's all about the fact that when you put that uniform on, that's a reason why they call it a quote-unquote uniform. We are all supposed to stand to a certain standard and perform to a certain standard to win the war. If you want to be a social justice warrior, be a civilian somewhere else. There are places you can still serve the country without being in uniform. But being in uniform is being in uniform and doing those hard things to win wars.
Well, Tony, thank you so much. We appreciate your opinion on this. We appreciate you joining us. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks, Mary.
That is Lieutenant Colonel Tony Shaffer giving us his opinion on the transgender tweet that President Trump sent out. Well, the tweet on transgenderism that President Trump sent out yesterday. I have to tell you, I was on the fence. Tony he swayed me. If you can't have a pre-existing condition like diabetes that requires continued medication, you can't get in. I'm okay now. Now I say I'm okay with what President Trump did yesterday. So he changed my mind.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.